Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
All right, Tim is joining us. It's Thursday. It's Halloween. And it's time for second date update. Tim, good morning. You've been, speaking
good
of Halloween,
morning, guys.
You feel like you've maybe been ghosted a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, kind of a perfect time of year for that, I guess, right?
Right. So, well, let's start at the beginning, Tim. Yeah. Tell us about this first date with Anne. How'd it go? What'd you do?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it went great. It was, typical first date. We went out, a couple weeks ago with dinner and drinks. You know, just, normal stuff, getting to know each other. I don't know. I thought we had good chemistry. You know, we had some, a couple martinis, some Italian food, you know.
Nice. It was a good time. And you haven't heard from her since at all?
No. So, she called me once, but I missed it. And, I don't know. I tried calling her back, but she didn't pick up.
So she didn't leave a message? Okay. You just saw that she had called you?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly.
Well, it sounds like the date went well. And if she was trying to call you, maybe for another date, that's kind of what you're thinking, or at least.
Especially if she was calling, was that response to a text message or a call you had made?
Mm-hmm.
Or like she was just calling out, out of the blue?
No, I wish. I mean, it was a response to, she called me.
Okay.
And then I called her back.
Left her a voicemail.
Okay, yeah, you still got her back. Okay, got it.
And Tim, why do you want to see Annie? I mean, obviously, sounds like you had a great time the first day. You're attracted to her, whatever. But what is it about her that makes you want to see, her again? Maybe get something going.
Yeah, I mean, she's super sweet. She's nice. She's beautiful. She's smart.
The whole package.
She's everything.
Okay. God, need say nothing more. All right.
Yeah, love it.
Well, Tim, as you know, this is what we do. PT and I, we're going to call Ann.
We're the best at it. Better, Tim.
Just hold on in the background there. I'm going to try to put you on hold here. I sometimes forget. But you hold on, and we're going to come back and hopefully talk to Ann, get her on the air, and tell us why she's, not getting back to you, see if we can't get to a second date. So we'll come right back, 3 minutes away, the second half of Second Date Update with Thunder and PT here on The Wolf.
I feel no shame.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Anne seems to be a bit reluctant to return a call to Tim. It's simple. After a first date, Tim just felt that Anne's the whole package.
Yeah, she's super sweet. She's nice. She's beautiful. She's smart. Yeah, she's everything.
So, of course, we're going to try to help here on Second Date Update. Let's call Anne and see if she wants to see Tim again.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Could we speak to Anne, please?
This is she who's speaking.
Yeah, hi, Anne. Good morning. Sorry to trouble you this morning. It's not a sales call or a polling call or anything like that.
Okay.
We got to tell you, though, right up front, we're on the radio because we're Thunder and PT.
Good morning, Anne.
We co-host.
Did I win something?
Well,
not
yet, but we won't rule you out for that, but we're actually calling for a different reason. We do a segment called Second Date Update. And okay, so
you're familiar.
So I didn't win something.
No. Yeah. So we're calling to ask you about a date you went on with Tim. You remember Tim from, I think it was about couple weeks ago, I think he told us.
Yeah, I remember him, and it was a good date, but I don't think it's going to work out.
Okay, yeah, and that's why we're calling, to kind of see what happened or what the reason is why you're not getting back to him.
And he said you had tried calling him, and he had missed your call or something.
Yeah, that's because he obviously was not interested in me, and I don't want to waste my time.
But he called you back.
Yeah, he said he called you back.
So you called, didn't leave a message. He called, and he said left you a voicemail.
Well, the thing is, during our date, he said that he does something that sticks out to me. He always has a cell phone on him, and he never misses a call because he gets a lot of important calls.
So he always takes every call that he receives, and he didn't.
Uh-huh.
And so he didn't take yours, so you thought that he was avoiding you.
Yeah.
So when
he didn't answer, I thought he was either not interested or at the very least he was playing some sort of game, and okay. I'm not into that.
So that was like a test. Your phone call to Tim was
right.
Literally a test, in your opinion.
Yes, I thought I would play his game.
Wow.
Okay. Well, listen. And obviously you've heard Second Date Update before. You know that we've talked to Tim. He had messaged us originally. He wouldn't have done that unless he really wanted to see you again. So we've got him on hold on the other line. Like, don't you, you know, for your own edification, your own satisfaction.
Maybe there is a reasonable explanation why
different
you didn't answer.
Than you think.
Yeah.
Can we bring,
okay.
Yeah, so you know what we're going to ask? Can we bring him on into our conversation with you to kind of just figure out what's going on?
Okay, sure.
Okay. All right, good.
No, just, yeah, hold
yeah,
on.
Don't,
hang
yeah.
tight.
Hey, Tim.
I'm here.
Tim, were you able, on hold, were you able to hear? We got a hold of Ann, and she's on the other line. She's joining. Were you able to hear that?
Oh,
what
yeah.
she said? All right, tell us what's going on with this voice thing or this phone thing.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Well, I mean, first, hey, hello.
Hi.
Good to finally catch you on the telephone. I mean, you know, to be honest, it was a game. I was playing a little game.
Okay, so this lame excuse of yours for not answering my call, I want to hear more about this.
I mean, all right. So
what
like,
are you
I didn't answer right away because, you know, I told you, you know, I was super busy. And so, like, I wanted to be super busy, to like too busy to answer the phone. So, you know, like, you'd think I was doing important stuff and you know, like, but do you want what you can't have? I thought you'd be more interested in me if I didn't pick up the first time.
Oh, that is super pathetic.
I know. No, I know.
I gotta jump in and say I kind of agree here with Ann, Tim. About
right.
Did you when you brought this thing up at dinner about, you know, you take every call because you've got.
Were you setting up
yeah,
this game at that point in time, or did this come up naturally?
No, like, this is not something I've ever done. I obviously don't know what I'm doing. I realized what I had said, and I was just like, well, it's super lame to just, like, pick up on the first ring. So, like, I'll make her think I'm busy a little. Like, you got to play the game, right?
But you're really not that busy then. You don't get a lot of calls. You just made that up on the date about answering every call on the first date. So when she did call, you wouldn't answer. So you already had this kind of, this was a plot or a ploy to get Ann to like you more.
I mean, it's like a half lie. I do get a lot of phone calls, but I mean, are they all super important? No.
Yeah, but then you had this one call from her, which should have been important, and frankly, it's very, I'll tell you what, talk about your all-time backfire.
Yeah.
Because like,
no,
you're playing the game, and like literally she wanted you to pick up the phone. Like, that's all she wanted in this case.
And what are you thinking about right now? What do you want to say?
I just think this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
You just a little tip, be honest with women and don't play games. Seriously.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm being honest now and I'm not very good at games anyway. So maybe we should go out again.
All right. Yeah. So, and we got to ask, Ann. And listen, I think we know the answer, but we've been fooled before. Do you want to see Tim again for a second date after all of this? I mean, okay. He's apologized.
Yeah, I appreciate the apology, but I just don't have time for immaturity.
Okay. I mean, yeah, you made a mistake, but Tim,
yeah,
I
don't blame you.
Yeah, man, it's probably
it's
a little
crazy.
Seems a little weird, I'll be honest, man.
Tim, this is the lesson. You listen to Thunder and PT long enough, It's a really way to lead your life. We have a lot of life lessons.
There's no doubt.
There's something always to glean from our show.
Yep.
For you, this is very personal. Obviously, you know, we've just spent the last 8 minutes. Don't do this again. You're probably a nice guy, but women aren't looking for any games. Okay?
Yeah. The
women want honesty,
they
man. Want,
they know the game.
Yeah.
But we don't hate the player.
Yeah, great. Okay. Well, you know, on to the next one, right, guys?
Yeah. Yes. Well, right.
If you can answer your phone.
Right.
Phone.
Yeah.
Phone
call. And thank you for answering, and we appreciate it. And thank you both. Well, especially you, Ann, for being on
Second Date Update.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.